Osmond to the foul line, down the left alley, puts it up with the left hand and scores. Osmond's 9 of 14 for 25 points. Blazers 105, Cavaliers 102, and Terry Stotts wants a timeout.
Perdemos por 7, último tiro del tercer cuarto. La tiene Clarkson, por poco la pierde. Busca afuera para el Matthew de la Vedova, que lanza de 3. ¡Oh, Delhi! El triple cortando la ventaja de los Blazers a 4.
Welcome to Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. Thank you for joining us on the Cavaliers Radio Network. Here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Cavs HQ. John Michael, Rafa Hernandez Brito, and Kaylee Griffin. Good to see you. We should have added a Kaylee hit.
Do we have enough time to like do all her titles?
We should have
Fox Sports Ohio, Cleveland Cavaliers, and right, Cleveland right. Monsters, Kaylee Griffin.
She wears a lot of hats. You know what I missed this week as opposed to the last time you were on your show? We on this show, we were not privileged to see Kaylee sprinting by us, trying to get on time to the studio, which is a little bit, which is a lot
different. Really bringing that back.
I got something better.
What?
I saw her and Angel doing the floss last night on the Humongotron.
Is that right?
Oh, we did. Yeah.
We're going to get that on Captain HQ next week. Next week, tune in on Captain HQ at Fox Sports Ohio
because we're going to have practicing.
That. Is that right?
Yeah.
We're back on the television. What's that? Who's better?
Do you know you were going to be on the screen?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you were the one teaching her.
So she has been working on it. I know how to floss. My youngest sister taught me, so I'm actually pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You did quickly say that you are better.
I am better.
And she's working on
but
it.
But I'm sure she might argue that, so we might have to have it on the show.
Yeah, I think that's...
We'll have a floss out?
We could do something like that. But, yeah, I think I like that.
And then you guys have to do it, too.
That's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, you just went the wrong way.
And the ratings just plotted. Yeah. we were going somewhere.
You just
somewhere.
Took all the fine out of it.
And now nobody's going to watch or listen. Hey, great to have you with us. The longest, or one of the longest, homestands of the season, certainly from a day perspective, has come to an end. Cavaliers go 3-2 on the homestand. And really, Rafa, when you think about it, the Cavs were a Damari Carroll step-back 3 in double overtime in that Brooklyn game away from going 4-1 on this homestand.
And be careful because they were one review call away from going undefeated almost in the homestand because that three-point shot that got taken away from Larry Nance and the extra free throw on the M1 could have given the Cavs, if they had made the free throw, the lead for the first time in that game. So it was a very entertaining and interesting homestand, and I love the fact that I can actually say with 100% of certainty that Jetty Osman has definitely grown leaps and bounds in this season, especially that little pothole that he hit in the beginning of the season. It's amazing to see how the maturity that he has to be able to adjust on the go.
And the game Rafa was alluding to was last night's game. The Cavs dropped the game to the Blazers, 123-110. The Cavs spotted the Blazers the first 14 points, never led in the game. However, had that three not been overturned and the free throw been made, the Cavs would have taken the lead in the fourth quarter, as it appeared to be a laugher at the half. The Blazers had a 23-point lead. The Cavs made it a game down the stretch. And part of that, we saw, Kaylee, in the Memphis game a couple of nights ago, the Cavs closed the show with the likes of the youngsters on the floor. Colin Sexton was there, Jetty Osmond too. You were with Jetty during the All-Star festivities, and man, his game continues to blossom in the middle of this, his second season.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think actually that All-Star weekend might have even given him a little more confidence because he was just so excited to be there and then realizing that he was on this stage with these amazing players from all around the world, and to feel that he was included in that, I think that just gave him even more confidence now going into this second half or third quarter, fourth quarter of the season.
Isn't it interesting how confidence plays such a big role, particularly in younger players? And I think Jetty had that confidence coming into this, his second season, in part because of the workouts he had over the summer with some of the best in the NBA. Gets off to a nice start, but then they scout you. Then they take away everything that you do well here in the NBA when you become a regular, and that's when you hit stretches where you're not playing your best basketball. And that's certainly, I think Jetty would be the first one to tell you that, but man, right before the All-Star break, really right around when he was injured that ankle, missed 4 games, his game started to rise once again, and boy, he's playing some great ball right now.
He's definitely have made the adjustments defensively and offensively, and also, you know, you mentioned his first season now. he's really had to work on his defensive game. He's playing critical minutes. You mentioned the other day he finished the game, the victory over Memphis. But Mike Longobardi had mentioned it on your broadcast many times that for that period of time where we saw Chetty struggling, he was guarding bigger people. He was playing out of position. But he has been able to do whatever the coaching staff have asked for of him.
And he's the first one to tell you that it's been a little bit of an adjustment this season, especially when he had to play the four. And so it's funny because now he's playing a little bit more of the three with Marquese Chris in there. And he said it's actually kind of taking him a little time to adjust back to the three because he got so used to playing the four. But I had him post-game last night with some of the season ticket members, and he was like, listen, you know, this season has been about growth, and he was with Colin Sexton in this too, and they were like, the two of us together, it's kind of both of our rookie seasons because I didn't really get to play that much last year, and so it's about learning and growing, and they both spoke to having the opportunity to play these big minutes because a lot of these young guys, let's face it, don't get thrown into the mix like these two have, and because of that, their confidence is growing because there's a trust there that they'll play in these big moments and have to learn on the fly and figure it out, and we've seen that, I think, this season as the season's progressed.
Kevin Love's return also has been useful for Jetty and shifting him back to that natural small forward position. We'll talk more about Kevin's return when we come back right here on Cavs HQ presented by AT&T.
Just keep breathing. Global pop sensation Ariana Grande live in concert. The Sweetener World Tour 2019. Quicken Loans Arena, March 28th, with very special guests. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The number one selling album, Sweetener, is available everywhere. There's more at arianagrande.com. I'm living,
so
we turning
up. So, this is your new Cavaliers fan cave.
That's Fan Cav. And yes, everything wine and gold. And since I got AT&T, I can catch the Cavs all season long. I took things to a whole other level. The basement.
So, you've got other screens around the room?
That's right. There's one over there in the cabinets.
Cabinets?
And one or two there on the Cavy table.
Head into your local AT&T store to stay connected with everything Cleveland Cavaliers. More for your Be the Fight thing. That's our thing. AT&T. Join Wine and Gold United, the official season ticket membership of the Cavaliers. Wine and Gold United members receive top loyalty pricing on Cavs tickets, team shop discounts, and access to exclusive events. To learn more about season ticket memberships, join us at the Cavs Open House event on Wednesday, March 6th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Quicken Loans Arena. The event will include behind-the-scenes tours, a kids' skills and drills clinic, and much more. All attendees will receive a Larry Nance Jr. bobblehead. Reserve now at Cavs.com/RSVP.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Mumford & Sons, Delta Tour 2018-2019, a groundbreaking new show in the round. The Grammy Award-winning band plays songs from their smash debut album, Sigh No More. Their number one albums, Babel and Wilder Mind, right through to this year's new album, Delta. Mumford & Sons celebrate their return with a massive world tour. Saturday, March 9th, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at mumfordandsons.com.
Hit it.
Do you remember the 21st night of September?
I got a partner today.
Remember while chasing the clouds away.
And the Spanglish version of September by Earth, Wind & Fire brings us back to Cavs HQ. September.
Tierra, viento y fuego. Earth, Wind & Fire.
That's a nice ring to it, actually. That's nice. John Rafa and Kaylee, great to have you aboard. Kaylee, you have to cut him off.
Will you participate in our karaoke? Kaylee will go for it, too.
That's nice. That's good. I was going to say you have to cut off Rafa, but Kaylee didn't be in your budget.
Yeah,
it's like the Oscars. We need the music to cut you two off. Marty's going to turn the music off.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. As the Cavaliers now head off onto the road. Cavs are in New York, final day of February. That's a Thursday night game, 7:30 start at Madison Square Garden. The Cavs have had a nice stretch of five consecutive home games. That has been broken up by the All-Star festivities. So the Cavs continue to get healthier. And maybe most notably, Kevin Love is back on the floor playing some strong basketball. And during that Memphis game when he goes for 32-12, he is a subtle way of reminding you that, yeah, the best player on the floor is back.
For sure, and that's even with him still having some kind of restriction
right.
For the Memphis game, because he didn't finish the game. You mentioned it. It was Jerry and Colin who took care of the sealing the victory. But I hate to say it, and it's like sounds cliche. It's like what everybody says, but he does spread the floor. He opens up the space for everybody. Jerry has been benefiting from that. He's shooting almost 50% from long distance. So it is great to see Kevin healthy, and hopefully they keep bringing him in a way that he'd be able to continue to contribute for the next, 20 games we have left. But I think everybody's benefiting from the return.
Oh, he instantly makes everyone around him better. I think there's like a calming presence when he comes out on the floor because they know that they can go to him. He's going to make the shot. He's going to make the right play. And that's what every player has said since he's come back. You know, Larry Nance Jr. talked before the game yesterday and was saying, you know, we're playing really good basketball now. We're kind of figuring each other out. We're growing. But he's like, it also doesn't hurt that we have an all-star back.
And what people forget, he's a double-double machine. He has three straight games with double-doubles. And it is always amazing to see how our game, our offense changes when we actually now have a player that is actually comfortable playing with his back to the basket. He's actually good playing on the perimeter. He's a good passer. He's a good outlet passer. He's a great rebounder. So it's everything that he adds to the game, like you said, Kaylee, makes everybody better.
Those three consecutive double-doubles come when he's playing with that minutes restriction. He's playing around 26 or 28 minutes. In fact, in that Memphis game, he went to Larry Drew and said, I'm going to come back for the final 2 or 3 minutes to put this thing to bed. And Larry said, no, you're done. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to know if they're taking the minutes restriction seriously or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, Larry said, and Larry Drew, you can tell by his substitution patterns and just by the way he is and the way he feels right now. I mean, I think he's very encouraged by the way that they're winning some of these games, some tight games that I don't think they were winning or would have won earlier in this season. When you talk about a steadying presence, guys, I think there's no better than Matt Dellavedova. I mean, what he's done over the last couple of games continue. I mean, we knew what he brought to the table. We know that's what he's done throughout his career, along with that menacing defense. He's able to settle things down. The ball moves better. 35 assists over the last 4 games for Dellavedova. I mean, this is a guy coming off the bench and putting up numbers like that.
Well, some of the guys after the game yesterday said earlier in the season, the loss last night would have been a 35-40 point loss. But having Kevin and Deli back, it just changes the whole dynamic of this team. And Deli comes in that second unit, and you just know when he has the ball, he's going to make the right play. He sees the court so well. He finds guys in the most amazing positions on the floor. And he just has a knack, a natural court vision, a court sense out there. And you know when he's out there that this team is going to go in the right direction.
He has a career-high 6 games with at least 5 assists for Matthew Dellavedova. And I still love the fact that every time he comes into the game, it's like the first time he came back. The crowd, the crowd is still happy to see Deli on the court, so I like that very much. But it is, again, talking about the way Kevin spreads out the floor and makes everybody better. Everybody playing with Deli, they know that the ball could be coming to them at any time, and they're ready to shoot. Jordan Clarkson loves it. Kevin Love got a couple of assists. And then if we're going to talk about assists, we have to mention Larry Nance Jr. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been having amazing nights, not only rebounding the ball, but also, like, spreading it.
What's interesting when you talk about Dellavedova, if you don't figure that out quickly, you're going to get one. I mean, Marquise Chris took one in the chin. Oh, all right, now I got it.
Yeah.
Now I understand.
I got to be ready.
I better be ready when he has the ball. And and that's the part, what we just discussed about Matt Dellavedova, that's the part that fans see. That's the visible part, what's out there on the floor. What you don't see is what we, Rafa and I, had a privilege to see, is what he does behind the scenes, mm-hmm. how much better Matt Dellavedova made Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
During the months that they practiced together and played together. And so, I mean, when you're talking about this being a season of player development, and one of those players obviously is the number 8 pick from the last summer in Colin Sexton, this is precisely the guy you want in Cam. You know, not only for what he can do, you know, in terms of displaying how to get it done out there on the floor and move the basketball, but behind the scenes, what he's telling him on a daily basis and how he's practicing against him on that practice floor down at Cleveland Clinic courts.
Well, talking to some of the assistant coaches, they're always like, right after the game, Dele is grabbing Colin and they're looking at film. That's just what he does. He's trying to help him right away. And that's something that Colin needs. He's 20 years old. He's learning the game right now. And you have an experienced point guard who's kind of been through it all. He's been through a championship season. He understands what needs to happen. To have a guy like that as your backup and helping you develop your game, I mean, leaps and bounds, Colin Sexton is going to continue to get better if he continues to work with Dele like that.
But also in practice, you see him helping the new guys, Brandon Knight, Marquise Chris, when he comes to plays. You know, he's so talented in a way that he can also help
not just
other guys
not just
outside
the guards
his position.
Either. Right, not right,
yeah,
exactly.
It is so incredible that he can do that. And also, you know, when he comes into the game, he brings that energy. Yesterday, he had one of those Matthew Dellavedova fouls on him. I think it was McCollum who like collided with him, and he was so annoyed that he got called on a foul. And I remember in my broadcast, I was like, that is such a deadly foul.
Yeah. Like, McCollum afterwards said he thought he lost a tooth. He was. He hadn't missed. Honest to goodness, the guy barely missed a thing all night. Went to the line, missed two free throws right in a row. He kept touching to his teeth.
But he was so annoyed by the foul that got called on him by basically just running into Matthew Dellavedova, which is amazing.
Marquise Chris has said, actually, that Dele has made the transition for him so much easier because he hasn't had to remember every single play right away, because when he's on the court with Dele, Dele tells him exactly where he needs to go.
You know, by the way, Keith, that's one you might want to keep to yourself.
Yeah.
Just for future reference, I know you're only your third season. I know you're only 21. Yeah. Future reference, maybe keep that one. Maybe leave that one on your inside.
You might have to be in the court without Dele.
Right, yeah. Might happen from time to time. We're going to step away. Be back with more right after this on Cavs HQ.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Are you looking for a night out with friends or family? With exciting promotions, giveaways, and concession deals, there's something for everyone at the Cleveland Monsters game.
Get to the queue on Friday, March 1st for a 1-2-3 Friday, where all fans can enjoy $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugardale hot dogs, and $3 select beers.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit ClevelandMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Monsters Hockey, where players and fans come to play.
Come on, we're gonna be late to the Cavs game.
Just a sec, I gotta find my illuminating company bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from the illuminating company, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one too.
How?
Just go to illuminatingcompany.com/e-bill to get started.
Flexsteel Furniture at Levin's is quality furniture, quality second to none. In fact, when you shop Levin's, we'll take the time to show you what sets Flexsteel apart. Beyond the obvious styles and comforts, it has to do with their famous blue steel construction that reinforces all their frames, plus the attention to detail and tailoring of the fabrics and leathers. At Levin's, the quality of Flexsteel is unmistakable.
Hi guys, Jimmy Hanlon here. Have you heard about Stonewater Golf Club's 2 new incredible golf membership offers? You could either take advantage of their group discount sale for you and your friends, which allows 4 new members to join for the price of 3, or join as an individual and save 20%. There's never been such huge savings offered, but you gotta act fast as this exceptional deal is only available till February the 28th. Call the golf shop at Stonewater, 440-461-4653, or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Welcome to the saucy state of mind. Saucy Brew Works, born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
You know that song?
I do.
Sing it.
I'm not going to do that.
Come on.
I'm not.
You don't have to be beautiful.
It's better in Spanglish. You sing it.
You turn me on.
And it's better. Go ahead,
that'd be a hard karaoke
Kaylee,
one.
This is your verse.
I don't. I'm not going to lie. I don't know the words.
Oh, all
no?
Right.
No.
Yeah. See. Your Rafa, I've been told, has been hand selecting these bounce back
oh,
songs.
Oh, I've been?
Yeah, that's what Marty told me. Marty Allen, our studio engineer, told me that you guys have been talking it out to put in your best karaoke songs to bring us back from break.
Here he comes.
Kaylee, feel free to join
in. You don't have to be rich to be my.
We have to let him finish, I guess. Huh? There it goes. This is the name of the song. Right here.
Kiss.
I like the best part was
you don't have to watch Dynasty to have an attitude.
If Kaylee doesn't know what the name of that song was, she definitely doesn't. She's not familiar with Dynasty. So you need to stop. You need to stop. This is Cavs HQ. Presented by AT&T.
By the way.
By the way. As we take a look at the standings in the NBA, we always talk about the East. Let's talk about the West, Rafa and Kaylee. Kaylee, you were in San Antonio over the last two seasons. Every year in San Antonio, they have a big rodeo. It lasts for 2 weeks or so, correct? And therefore, the Spurs are forced out of their building, and they have a rodeo trip that occurs in February or in March. Maybe not the best time for teams to be heading out on the road. And on this particular trip, the Spurs go 1-7, I believe.
1-7,
and they lost to both New York teams to close out the trip. And all of a sudden, a San Antonio team that looked like they were in a pretty comfortable spot in a competitive Western Conference, as of today, they sit in eighth place, only a game in front of ninth place Sacramento and three games in front of two teams tied for 10th. That's the Timberwolves and the Lakers.
Yeah, the rodeo road trip is not easy, let me tell you.
Right.
And it's every February, and the rodeo is actually about three and a half weeks long in the arena. And
that's longer than I thought.
It's really long. They are essentially not there for the entire month of February. So it's tough. It's a tough road trip, but they usually find some sort of success on that. So I think this is a little bit surprising for this team. They've had kind of waves all season long. They started off pretty bad. They went on a real hot streak, and then they're kind of slipped down right now. But now they're going to be home for essentially the entire month of March. So I think they'll find a rhythm again. They're just really talented. They have a lot of really talented guys. You know, LaMarcus Aldridge, DeMar DeRozan, they're going to find their way again.
You think they're going to make the playoffs?
How many years they've been in the playoffs?
They're fighting for their 22nd
right.
consecutive playoff.
Insane.
So it's going to be tough because you see right – below them,
Kings,
Timberwolves, and the Lakers. Obviously, we know they're still trying to fight their way, but they've hit a roadblock or two along the way. So it's going to be a fight down there. Even the Clippers are just one game above them as well. So it's the West is crazy.
Yeah, here's what it looks like. You want to go, Rafa?
I was going to say, talk about bad losses, and you mentioned the Lakers. They lost to the Pelicans without Anthony Davis and with LeBron having a triple-double.
You think just maybe New Orleans might have been sending a message? I'm just saying. I think they might have been playing hard in that particular game.
You ain't playing with him.
Here's what the West looks like right now. Warriors, Nuggets, Thunder, Blazers. Blazers, we just saw last night, they're playing some strong basketball. They've won four in a row, have the Blazers. Last night was only game two of a seven-game road trip. They play every other day for the next 10 days or so. So that will be a test for the Blazers. But after that, Rockets are in fifth place. They are eight back of the Warriors, game and a half behind them. The Jazz in sixth. The Clippers are 10 back. The Spurs 11 back. Then, as we mentioned, the Kings 12 back. The Timberwolves and the Lakers each 14 back. The Timberwolves have been up and down all season, but, man, the Lakers are the team that there's a lot of attention for obvious reasons on this team. The question was this. I mean, after everything became public with the Anthony Davis offer, how could that team exist? How could it not be a fractured locker room moving forward? And of all sports, I mean, this isn't like baseball where if guys don't like the starting pitcher, who cares? The guy can still go out and throw eight innings and you're fine. You don't like the other guy in the lineup, who cares? You're still hitting behind him. You know what I mean? Football the same way, although the Steelers are kind of proven that that might not be the case recently. But I mean, basketball more than any other sport, chemistry is essential. Chemistry is crucial. We wondered aloud on this show, how could that team continue? How could that locker room go on and not be fractured moving forward? And boy, I mean, they won a couple of games, a couple of big games recently, but boy, they dropped two bad ones, including that one in New Orleans. And now, boy, oh boy, I mean, LeBron James is, what, three games out of a playoff spot, tied for 10th. They need to jump a number of teams to get in. They've played 60 games, so they have 22 left to go. And man, is that getting interesting at the bottom, that top eight in the Western Conference.
And even he has said that they had to go 10-2. In the next 12 games after the All-Star break, and they already lost the two games. So the Western Conference is a lot harder, a lot difficult than you know, everybody's fighting. You know, this team that you put him, for example, you know, the Blazers, they're really trying to get out of into the third spot to avoid the Warriors, who have swept them a couple of times in the playoffs. You know, Denver, the same thing, wants to stay in that second spot. So it'll be interesting to see if the Lakers are able to put it back together.
Well, you talk about that Pelicans loss, but I think even last night's loss to the Grizzlies is probably even worse.
Right.
We just had Memphis in here, so we kind of got to look at that team. And the Cavs handled them pretty well.
And they have to go from here to L.A.
Right.
All right, we're going to step away. When we come back to start the second half hour of Cavs HQ, special guest, Cleveland Monsters play-by-play Tony Brown. Kayla, you joined that crew in a game on Sunday night. We'll talk all about that when we come back.
So, this is your new Cavaliers fan cave.
That's Fan Cav. And yes, everything wine and gold. And since I got AT&T, I can catch the Cavs all season long. I took things to a whole other level. The basement.
So, you've got other screens around the room?
That's right. There's one over there in the cabinets.
Cabinets?
And one or two there on the Cavy table.
Head into your local AT&T store to stay connected with everything Cleveland Cavaliers. More for your Be the Fight thing. That's our thing. AT&T.
What doesn't kill you makes you strong.
Grammy Award-winning global superstar Kelly Clarkson. The Meaning of Life Tour. Quicken Loans Arena, March 21st. Kelly Clarkson with very special guests. Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini. And season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Tickets now at AXS.com.
Piece by piece, he collected me.
25 million albums sold worldwide. Now's your chance to see Kelly Clarkson. With very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini and season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Quicken Loans Arena, March 21st. Check more at KellyClarkson.com. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Experience the energy and excitement of Cavs basketball at the Cube.
Back to Chris, fakes a three, drives to the basket. Oh, he hammers one over Allen. Oh, goodness.
Sunday, March 3rd, the Cavs take on Nikola Vucevic and the Orlando Magic at 6. It's youth sports night, and all kids will receive a Cavs shooting sleeve.
Osmond into the right tour court. And on Chandler, back, scores, gets fouled.
Great seats are still available, so act now. Get your tickets today at Cavs.com/tickets or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Let's go, Cavs.
We're back on Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. As you know, work in the community is a cornerstone of the Cavaliers organization. And last week, Larry Nance Jr. visited firefighters at Cleveland's very own Fire Station number 22. The firefighters were treated to dinner. They also were surprised with Nance jerseys and tickets to the Cavaliers game that night. From Larry Nance and all of us here at the Q, thank you for your service to our community. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be right back with more Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. Tony Brown of the Cleveland Monsters is straight ahead.
Starting the breakout for Cleveland, he'll hit Delpy through the center circle into the offensive zone. High slot, backs in, backhander, he scores! Zach Delpy with a spinorama backhand finish in overtime. Welcome back to the lineup for Delpy. He's your hero. Cleveland wins it 3-2. What a finish, what a move, what a night in downtown Cleveland.
That was Tony Brown, the play-by-play voice of the Cleveland Monsters, a co-tenant here at Quicken Loans Arena of the Cleveland Cavaliers. That was Friday's 3-2 overtime winner over the Milwaukee Admirals on Sunday.
Got better.
They did it again in a wild game, a 6-5 overtime victory. Kaylee Griffin, you were a part of that broadcast team. You were sensational. I caught part of that. I'm going to talk to Tony about that in a second, but did you enjoy yourself?
I had so much fun, yeah. And what an incredible game to be a part of.
Yeah, no question. And here's why I know. With late that night, there was a replay, right? I was done doing all of our work for Monday's game, watched all the DVRs, whatever we needed to do for the upcoming teams for Portland and everything else. I literally turned the game on with 30 seconds left in overtime. And the Monsters win it with 1 second left in overtime. Former NHLer Mark Letestu, former Jacket, with the winner. And we bring in Tony Brown. Tony, did I just witness the best 30 seconds of the season?
I think it's safe to say. I mean, talk about timing. That was great. You caught the finish to what was not just a great game, but a great weekend at the Q with two big wins, two dramatic overtime wins at that. And to beat the buzzer like that is not a common thing in hockey. I can think of one time back in 2016 with a second left in overtime when the Monsters got it done. But since then, that was a great moment and a great weekend of hockey at the Q.
Yeah, no question. The Monsters are so fun to watch. And, of course, Calder Cup champions, as Tony alluded to, back in 2016. All right, here's our big question, Tony. We know Kaylee's terrific on the basketball side. We know she's incredibly versatile, but on a scale from 1 to 10, how did she do ringside? And I don't want, she did great as a 10. I want a real answer here, Tony. How did Kaylee perform on Sunday afternoon?
You know, and I'm not just saying this because Kaylee's right there in studio.
No, really?
I'm going a solid 9.5.
All right.
For Kenny Rota, who was down, poor Kenny, right? He's down in spring training with with the Tribe. But
terrible.
Kaylee stepping in and doing a fabulous job, and all the players, all the coaches, all the crew, everybody said the same thing. And Kaylee, it was a pleasure. I hope we get to do it again sometime.
Was the game on TV?
Right. How I saw it on TV.
No, that was the game you did. We get the videotape so we can reevaluate and see if we can move that 9.5 to 10?
Yeah, we do.
Or drop it to like 5 and a half or see what we can.
If these guys are giving me recommendations, it's not good.
Tony, you got a couple of good
games. We'll see what we can do. We'll get that tape down to you guys right away.
You have a couple of good games coming up later on this week, right? Both against the Canadiens, American Hockey League affiliate, right?
Yes, Thursday and Friday night at the Q, both 7 o'clock games. Monsters have been on the road for the majority of this month of February, so great to get back home. Thursday and Friday against the Laval Rocket, division games, and those are so meaningful, as you know, J. Mike, for AHL teams that are trying to get themselves back into the playoff picture this time of year. You got to beat the division opponents, and that's what the Monsters are going to try to do Thursday and Friday.
You talk about this time of the year, and the NHL trade deadline just passed, and of course, for those who aren't familiar, the Columbus Blue Jackets are the parent club of the Monsters. And the Blue Jackets, Tony, I mean, you want to talk about a team going for broke, looking to win now. They make some big-time moves, taking a risk, bringing on some guys who are going to be free agents at the beginning of next season. So often that negatively or can negatively impact the American Hockey League club as potentially you're trading assets in the other direction. But that didn't happen in this case, correct?
No. Monsters are in great shape.
Right.
And, we can talk about what Columbus is doing. It's really, I think, refreshing and cool to see a team, like you said, J-Mike, go for broke this time of year and really invest in this season and put, a lot into making a run in the postseason. But for the Monsters, good news. There was one departure from Cleveland with Julius Bergman, a defenseman who was only acquired a couple of days prior in that Matt Duchene deal from the Ottawa organization. Mm-hmm. He left to go to the New York Rangers as part of the Adam McQuaid deal yesterday. But then the only other trade involving a Cleveland a known commodity was Alex Broadhurst's NHL rights being traded from Columbus to the Winnipeg Jets. But good news, he's loaned from Winnipeg back to Cleveland and will be when he's at the AHL level, at least for the rest of the year with the Monsters. So that's big news and a big sigh of relief for Monster fans for sure.
Tony, I have two favors to ask you. The first one, you know, on the 23rd, we're going to be traveling to Milwaukee, and you guys are going to have a very special night when you face the Hershey Bears. You're going to be celebrating the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. Can you save me a bobblehead? I think it's only like the first 10,000 kids.
Absolutely. No problem. I'll set that right aside for you, Rob, and I'm looking forward to that night, too. It's going to be awesome.
And then the most important question, on the 24th, do you bring your pooch to the booth? It's pucks and paws.
Presented this year really by cool. Levin's Furniture. We're really excited about that one. That's one of my favorite games.
I used to bring my dog to the – that's the only time that I can admit going to a Mets game because Yankees don't have dog games. But the Mets I used to take my dogs to the Mets game. So I was wondering, you should bring your dog and put him on the booth and do the broadcast.
I'm all about it. Yeah, I think it would be awesome. I mean, last year we had thanks to our friends at the Cleveland Animal Protective League, a great night helping connect potential new pet owners with pets at the game while we were on the air, and we're looking forward to another great night there. And of course, on those games. The dogs sometimes, they're right up there in terms of the number of dogs, the number of people. So it's an extra loud night always on Pucks and Paws.
Lovely.
And we're excited.
I hear that was John Michael's favorite night when he did the Monsters.
I'm sure it was.
Allergic to dogs since birth. That was a lovely one for me, too. Zyrtec and Claritin and anything to get me into the third period. But Tony does a great job, play-by-play voice of the Cleveland Monsters. What else is going on, Tony, before we let you go? It's always a fun time at Monsters games. And for those who haven't been there, first of all, this team draws incredibly well. It has since the inception of the team when I was in your post, and it continues to do so. What else is going on? What can we look forward to as we come down to the end of the season? How is this team looking in terms of a playoff spot and trying to get into the postseason picture?
Yeah, you know, right now, and you're absolutely right. I mean, the support for the Monsters in Cleveland since I've been here and really to this day is crazy. And it's something that means a ton to the players, to the coaches. You know, a lot of these guys that work in the hockey business play and coach in a lot of different markets throughout their career, but they come to Cleveland maybe not knowing what to expect, but what they're getting are NHL-sized crowds night after night. I mean, 12,000-plus were in the building on Friday night. Almost 10,000 on Sunday afternoon. That's just not something that a lot of these guys see in different markets in the AHL. Monsters right now are 6 points out of the final playoff spot in the North Division. It's a divisional playoff format, just like in the NHL. So you got to be in your top four in the division to make it. Chasing the Utica Comets and Belleville, a couple of teams that have been pretty consistent throughout the season. So for the Monsters in the next 20 games, that's all that's left, 20 games on the nose in the regular season. Going to have to not just win some games, but string some wins together and really take care of the division opponents because that's an opportunity to make up ground right away. If not only do you earn points, but deny points from those division rivals. So coming up next, it's just those games Thursday and Friday. That's really as far as the focus is for Monsters head coach John Madden and the rest of the team right now. It's that next game mentality. So on Thursday against Laval, it's going to be cool. It's our Labatt Blue Monsters Hoppy Hour ticket available for $11. That means that you not only get a lower level ticket, but your first drink, your first beverage on the house, courtesy of the Monsters. That's Thursday. And then on Friday, it's going to be a lot of fun as the Monsters have another patented 1-2-3 Friday against Laval. That means $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugardale hot dogs, $3 select draft beers. But you said it, J. Mike, and you know it's true. This is the greatest place to watch AHL hockey that there is, right at Quicken Loans Arena. Great support from the fans, a great game presentation and atmosphere on game night. and a desperate team looking to string together some wins. That all sounds like a lot of fun come the end of February.
And great ringside report.
No question. And a 9.5 ringside report.
On occasion.
Well, you scared me. I had the 10 ready to go.
Yeah, I know. We talked. I know.
Tony, Zach Dalby back for the Monsters, coming off injury, arguably one of the best players for this team. How important is it getting him back as they look to make this playoff push?
Oh, Kaylee, I mean, you can see, I think, you just being there on Sunday, what he means to this team. He's a guy that isn't wearing the captain C this year, but is leading the team in goals and just has a presence about him as an older guy that has been around, not just in the AHL, but at the NHL level, too. He was out for 14 games, and the big theme for Cleveland in the second half of the year has been seeing all their, you know, difference makers, star players dealing with injuries. Alex Broadhurst has been out for a long time. The team's captain, Nathan Gerby, has been on the shelf for quite a while. Sonny Milano, a real fan favorite and standout these last couple of years in Cleveland. All of those guys have been out. So to get Dalby back is huge, not just for the dressing room, but on the ice too. I mean, his first two games back, he's got 3 goals, 4 points, an overtime winner. And he factored in on the overtime winner on Sunday for Mark Letestu as well with a secondary assist. So he's just a real important guy for the team, not just on the ice in terms of his role playing in all situations, but in the dressing room and just having him back in the fold. It really lifts the spirit of the players, and we saw that this weekend big time. So great to have him back, and hopefully some of those other banged-up guys are going to be getting better and getting back on the ice here before long.
Tony, great job as always. Great to have you as part of this play-by-play brotherhood, Rafa, here in Cleveland. You do a wonderful job, represent the hockey organization. Well, hey, make sure you keep your analyst Jack calendar in check, all right? Try to do
I'll
your
do
best.
I'll do what I can.
I know,
as
it's
you know,
not
me,
easy.
Mike, that's easier said than
yeah,
done.
I hear you.
I'll do what I can.
Hey, Tony, thanks for this.
Thank you guys very much. Great pleasure being with you.
Our thanks to Tony Brown, the play-by-play voice of the Cleveland Monsters. More Cavs HQ right after this.
So, this is your new Cavaliers fan cave.
That's Fan Cav. And yes, everything wine and gold. And since I got AT&T, I can catch the Cavs all season long. I took things to a whole other level, the basement.
So, you've got other screens around the room?
That's right. There's one over there in the cabinets.
Cabinets?
And one or two there on the Cavy table.
Head into your local AT&T store to stay connected with everything Cleveland Cavaliers. More for your Be the Fight thing. That's our thing. AT&T.
This Thursday at the Civic Center, your Camp in Charge is back in action as they host the Toronto Raptors affiliate Raptors 905 for a 7 p.m. tip-off. It's a wine and gold weekday presented by Ohio Lottery, where most seats are $5 off when you show an Ohio Lottery ticket at the box office. Come on out for an exciting Thursday night of basketball. Be there 7 p.m. at the Civic Center and get ready to get charged up.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details. There must have been
something in the world. Country's greatest, Carrie Underwood. Live in concert, the Cry Pretty Tour 360 with special guests Maddie and Tay and Runaway June. Quicken Loans Arena, October 16th, 2019. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The brand new album, Cry Pretty, is available everywhere now in association with Kalia.
Feeds Love wide open for a three. Hey! Nailed it!
Do you want to know more about the changes to Quicken Loans Arena for the 2019 season? Learn about the Q Transformation and 2019 ticket memberships at the Cavs Open House event on Wednesday, March 6th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Quicken Loans Arena. The event will include behind-the-scenes tours, a kids' skills and drills clinic, and much more. All attendees will receive a Larry Nance Jr. bobblehead. Reserve now at Cavs.com/RSVP.
Long Island, New York. Mama Lee works in the grocery store. Saving his money for someday.
Mama Leona left a note on the door. She said, Sonny, move out to the country. Oh, working too hard can give you a heart attack. You gotta know by now.
Come on, you gotta know Billy Joel.
We know it.
Hackensack.
We know it.
He's not all you get for your money. And it seems such a waste of time.
We're back here on Cavs HQ. If
that's what it's all about.
Rafa brings
honey,
us back.
If that's moving up, then
speaking about moving out, Kaylee,
let's
move out of the studio right about now. You can just finish the segment if you want.
Yeah.
If you'd like. Rafa, John, Kaylee. Great to have you with us. Nice
Rafa
to
Joel.
Be able to talk to Tony Brown,
yeah.
The Cleveland Monsters play-by-play guy on the other side of the break. I can't believe he only gave you a 9.5.
I want to see the videotape. I want to go reevaluate that 9.5. I'm curious now where that 0.5 went.
We talked to him over the break, and Rafa gave away that we were going to ask how Kaylee did, and he said, a 10. We were like, don't you dare get to a 10.
I actually know. Yeah. When we were pre-taping our segments that we were using during the game to go to preview the intermission reports, I had to record them a few times because I kept saying half instead of period. So
that happens.
How was it, though? Was that your first hockey game?
That was my first hockey broadcast. Yeah. So when I was in San Antonio, they have an AHL team as well, the Rampage, so I did some stuff with that. I went to a big hockey school in Providence, so I'm very familiar with hockey. I watch it all the time. That was my first time really reporting hockey on a broadcast, but I've covered hockey a little bit before it. So
did the same thing after a couple of seasons in the NBA. Did some hockey during the off season, sure enough, quarters coming out.
Period.
I call Cavaliers. You're on a break and calling a team.
That happened to me this season with the Browns and the
Cavs. Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more.
Thank God we were on the same station. When I was doing the Jets and the Nets, I was on different stations. So I really have to write myself a big note because I didn't want to mention the cold letters on the competing station. So
you listen back sometimes and you're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe
it. I don't want
to. Snuck in.
Myself after the game and then I don't go back. The other day I found a tape of St. John's, my first games. Uh-huh. I was like, "Oh my God, how did they keep me on the air?"
But at the time, you were like, "Oh, it was so good! Awesome. Oh, was I nailed that game! Oh, was I good?"
We had a piece of paper that said "period" tape at the bottom of the tripod, just so
I like that.
I wouldn't keep doing half.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. But the experience was a good one, obviously.
Oh, it was great.
They're fun, Jock and
so
Tony
much
are
fun,
good, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're good guys to work with. The month of February was a good one for the Cavs in terms of the schedule, in terms of getting healthy. The month of March is not pretty. It reminds, you don't have to look back very far. January was not easy for the Cavs. March is no picnic either. The Cavs play 15 games in the month of March, 8 of which are on the road. So all the extra rest between games, that's pretty much gone now, Rafa.
Yeah, starting March 12th, we play every other day until we finish the month. And then we start April with 3 road games, finishing the last road games of the season with back-to-backs. And we're still trying to get Kaylee Griffin to go on that road trip on the West Coast so she can do the annual dinner in Sacramento.
Nice promotion right here.
With Rafa's family. Rafa's family, of course, hosts us. They live in Sacramento, and it's a big banquet.
We already warned my dad that the guys are going to be a little bit eager to, wind down the season. My mom was it was hard for me to explain to my mother why we didn't go around Christmas time this time.
Okay.
Because the last three, four years, we've always been there around Christmas time or, January, Martin Luther King Day is still around the holidays. So it was hard for me to explain why we weren't in that time. But she's happy now that we're going. And I already explained to her, it's like the end of the year, the end of the season, everybody's coming home. So I'm hoping, who do we have to talk to?
Well, yeah, I think hopefully we can make it happen. It's the last road trip of the season, so we'll
I think you should
start
be there.
Yeah. I think we're going to
It is a long,
push.
Extended West Coast trip. It starts the 28th in Kaylee's old home, San Antonio, off to L.A. to play the Clippers, then Phoenix, Sacramento.
We spent a few days in Phoenix.
Golden State to close up shop. Typically, over the last couple of seasons, the Cavs had knocked out the Clippers and the Lakers in one trip. That does not happen here in March and on into April. But, man, after we have gotten a little bit comfortable in February, it's crunch time again.
Kaylee just mentioned the fact we never had that New York back-to-back the way the Spurs had.
Mm-hmm.
That would be that probably had something to do with the two losses, spending 4 or 5 days in New York City.
And they're at the end of a, three-week road trip.
Yeah. Well, when I look at this schedule for the Cavs coming up, it's interesting because it feels like even the home games that we have coming, they're all teams that are going to be fighting for their playoff lives at that point. So there's going to be no easy game. We have Toronto at home, Detroit, who's sitting right at the cusp on the Eastern Conference standings, Milwaukee again, obviously just a tough game no matter what. The Clippers, too, they're fighting for their playoff lives right now. So you go on the road and playing on the road in general, tough. But the home games for the Cavs, too, just brutal. And we have the Spurs, actually, one of our the Spurs and the Hornets, our last two games of the season at home. Both, you know, at that point will be fighting for their playoff lives.
Yeah, it's interesting that the Cavs don't see the Spurs for the first time until March 28th and then a home game April 7th against those same Spurs. So, it's good for this club. I mean, we know the trials and tribulations of this season. I think the more you can have, probably the better off you are. And the Cavs have seen a lot with the injuries and everything. We talked in the first half of the show about the increased minutes for players like Jetty Osmond, for players like Ante Zizic. Obviously, Colin Sexton was thrust into the starting role early when George Hill was injured. He has been in that role ever since, and it should be interesting to watch as the season plays out and as we head on in to March. We will be back to wrap things up right after this on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T.
For WWE Fastlane, the final pay-per-view before WrestleMania. Back Sunday, March 10th at Quicken Loans Arena. AJ Styles challenges Daniel Bryan for the WWE Championship. Dean Ambrose faces off with Seth Rollins for the Intercontinental Championship. Becky Lynch defends the SmackDown Women's Championship against Charlotte Flair. And more. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and theqarena.com.
Flexsteel Furniture at Levin's is quality furniture, quality second to none. In fact, when you shop Levin's, we'll take the time to show you what sets Flexsteel apart. Beyond the obvious styles and comforts, it has to do with their famous blue steel construction that reinforces all their frames, plus the attention to detail and tailoring of the fabrics and leathers. At Levin's, the quality of Flexsteel is unmistakable.
Come on, we're gonna be late for the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I gotta find my Ohio Edison bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from Ohio Edison, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am, and you can be one too.
How?
Just go to ohioedison.com/e-bill to get started.
Hi guys, Jimmy Hanlon here. Have you heard about Stonewater Golf Club's two new incredible golf membership offers? You could either take advantage of their group discount sale for you and your friends, which allows four new members to join for the price of three, or join as an individual and save 20%. There's never been such huge savings offered, but you gotta act fast as this exceptional deal is only available till February the 28th. Call the golf shop at Stonewater, 440-461-4653, or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit dominionenergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
The heart-pounding, fast-breaking action of college basketball is back when the 2019 Mid-American Conference Basketball Tournament returns to the Q, March 13th through the 16th, presented by Visit Myrtle Beach. Pulses will rise and hearts will race as the men and women of the MAC put it all on the line. Tickets for the MAC tournament are on sale now at the Q box office, online at theqarena.com, and at all Northern Ohio discount drug marts. MAC Tournament Basketball. Be there!
Can I be the DJ? Is that now, Las Puertas, Soul Kitchen.
Las Puertas.
The names in Spanish of these bands are the best.
Puertas is door.
Yeah,
obviously.
The doors. Yeah, Las Puertas.
We're back to wrap things up on Cavs HQ. Road game in New York Thursday night.
That's a 7:30 start. Back-to-back Saturday and Sunday, Detroit and Orlando. Tip times on Saturday, 5 o'clock, on Sunday, 6 o'clock. Kayla, you may be at that Saturday game. You may be doing something else, right?
Yeah, we're still trying to figure it out, but I might possibly be doing the Canton Charge game on Saturday.
Oh, nice. Analyst and work, right?
Analyst work, yes. They're actually playing the Austin Spurs, so a little bit of a throwback for me. But I do need to give a little shout-out to the Canton Charge, who have won the last two games on buzzer beaters from both of our two-way players. Dang, Adele finished off the first one, then Jerome Boston game came back and won the second one on a buzzer beater, so...
I like what Blossom Game, I like what Blossom Game's done this season. You know, you want to talk about, I mean, he was brought in at the same time as Jalen Jones. At first, it looked like Jones would be the player who might have more of a future.
I mean, he came in and hit those three threes one game.
With this organization, and Blossom Game's first couple of games, you could tell he was feeling the nerves a little bit. But, man, he smoothed right out. He's an explosive player, and nice to see him doing well down with the Cavs NBA G League affiliate in Canton. That will do it for us, for Rafa, for Kaylee. I'm John on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T.
Light another cigarette. Let me forget.
Oh, Danny!
Say it, say it.
Hasta la vista, baby!
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind. Saucy Brew Works, born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
New Kids on the Block, live, the mixtape tour. An incredible night of your mixtape favorites with Salt-N-Pepa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, and Naughty by Nature. Saturday, May 4th, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now. Available online at thecuearena.com and in KOTV.com. New Kids on the Block.